Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983. The time has come for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. I found mine at the last minute, by the way, Jeff, so you didn't have to worry about me anymore. Jeff worries about these things. He picks his blog and then spends the rest of the time fretting as to whether or not I will find one. I did find one. We'll have both of our blog picks posted at our website, issuesetc.org, under the Listen on Demand. And if you'd like us to read your blog, you got to email us with the location of your blog. We need to know that it exists. And please, if you would, put the Issues Etc. widget at your blog to identify you as someone who's in the running for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick this week is Pastor Alcorn's blog, Epistles from Exile. It's a blog post titled Fatherhood Revisited. Though happy chance, my father is here in Campbell Hill, Illinois, along with my mother this Father's Day. It's been over a year since we've been able to see him, as his new knees kept him from traveling and we had concerns that the Terrors Air twins would be rough on him during his recovery. My dad turned 65 this past year, and it's so strange seeing him age. At 36, I am now the same age he was when I really started paying attention and remembering things in detail. I remember how even then he seemed to be easygoing and had a simple confidence and competence. How I wish I had received that as a genetic inheritance. My father has always been a cornerstone in my life, and I pray he is able to continue in that role for some time to come. The same day I became a husband, I also became a father. Or maybe I became a father 7 years ago yesterday, the day I asked Faith to marry me. Alexis was 6 when I met her, and though I had been working with the kids since I was pretty much still a kid myself, being a father is something different. Every day since I began to think about asking Faith to marry me, I've tried to figure out the job description of a father. Every day I tried to figure out how to be the best father I can be. Every day I looked at the kids and tried to figure out how God can entrust them to a man with so little patience and skill. As always, God knows what He's doing, but He hasn't explained everything to my satisfaction. Nevertheless, my children have been a great gift from God to me, surpassed in earthly matters only by the gift of my wife. Watching my own bumbling attempts at fatherhood has helped me to appreciate all the more the Heavenly Father. He has marked me as His own child, as I gladly say it, in the waters of holy baptism. He has given me all that I need to support this body and life. When in my human weakness I give half-hearted thought to sacrificing my kids to the gods of peace and quiet, it is comfort and joy that the Father spared Abraham's Isaac and my own children and even me, sacrificing instead His own Son Jesus for the sake of all the rest of His children. We see in our own fathers, as through a mirror dimly, the great goodness of the Father. He concludes, "A blessed and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there, especially to my own dad, to my own grandfathers, of whom I will meet for the first time in heaven, and happy Father's Day to the Heavenly Father. May I learn to be a father more like you in the years ahead." My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Epistles from Exile.
Mine comes from A Round, Unvarnished Tale, and I like the ones that quote great theologians. This one is actually about Walther and Luther on quarrels among Christians. Very good advice there. I like this little piece from Luther. You cannot avoid offending another person at times just as little as you can keep one foot or toe from touching the other, or as little as you can avoid hurting yourself occasionally. You cannot avoid such bumps and bruises to another's ego, especially in view of the fact that here on earth we live in the kingdom of Satan, who is constantly tempting us, and on top of that, because our flesh is still weak and full of sin. No doubt that is why we, the most saintly and dearest of all friends, will occasionally disagree and prick up ears at one another, why the devil occasionally fills our hearts with suspicion and bitterness because of one statement or one glance, so that these former friends are filled with antagonism toward each other. He is a master at that trick, works hard at perfecting it, and often succeeds with it before we are even aware of what he is up to. That's what happened between Paul and Barnabas. It tells us they had such sharp disagreement that they parted company. Good warning words from Dr. Luther, and some there in this blog post from Dr. Walther as well, at A Round, Unvarnished Tale, my pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. When we come back, hour two, we'll talk barrenness with Katie Schuerman, and Then Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues Etc.